Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into using dissonance tastefully for club-ready drum and bass mixes in Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson, so we'll move quickly, but you'll get concrete, hands-on steps you can apply right away. The goal: create tension, grit, and a dark atmosphere that slams on a PA without muddying the low end or fatiguing the listener. We'll use only Ableton stock devices: wave-eatable, operator, sampler, EQ8, saturator, frequency shifter, grain delay, glue compressor, utility, spectrum, and friends, and build a 16-bar rolling DNB loop at about 170-175 BPM. What we'll build: a 16-bar loop with a clean mono sub anchor, a mid-bass layer that carries tasteful micro dissonance, a textured dissonant pad for atmosphere, and short metallic stabs that punctuate the drop. You'll get processing chains, automations, and arrangement moves so the dissonance is an event, not constant noise. Let's walk through it. Start by setting Live's tempo around 170-175 BPM. Create a 16-bar loop and set your master metering to leave about 6 dB of headroom. Make tracks labeled kick, snare slash clap, hat slash breaks, sub bass, mid bass, dissonant pad, metal stab effects, drum bus, and bass bus. Clear naming saves time later. Drums first. Load a drum rock with a tight kick and a classic DNB break or layered snares. Keep punches tight. On the drum bus, add a glue compressor for cohesion. Try threshold between -6 and -12 dB, ratio roughly 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds and release 2 to 300 milliseconds. Send some parallel compression to a return for energy. Fast attack, medium release, and blend that return around 20 to 40%. Sub bass is the anchor. Use an instrument rack with a simpler or operator set to a pure sine or low triangle. Tune it to your root. For many DNB keys, A1 or A0 is a common place to start, and low pass it so it carries clean energy only. Use EQ8 with a steep 24 dB slash octave slope and set the cutoff near 100-120 Hz. Don't boost here. Put a utility on the chain and set width to 0% to modify the sub. You can add very light compression for consistency. Compress gently, short attack, medium release. Rule of thumb: no dissonant content below 120 Hz. Keep the sub consonant and lock to the root. Now the mid bass, where tasteful dissonance lives. Use wave-eatable or operator. Set oscillator 1 to a saw or rectangle and give it a little unison for thickness. Add a second oscillator detuned by a very small amount or transpose it up by 1 semitone and detune slightly. Think plus 1 semitone with -10 to -20 cents on that second oscillator. That micro-tuning creates beating and tension without destroying club translation. Route the synth into an instrument rack and split it into two chains. Chain A is the cleaner mid layer with a little saturator and a narrow cut around any nasty clash zone. Chain B is the dissonant chain with a frequency shifter set to a fine shift of a few hertz, dry slash wet around 30 to 50%. Maybe ring mod-like settings for metallic and harmonics. Add some chorus or subtle phase on chain B to taste. Map a macro called dissonance amount that crossfades between chain A and chain B. In arrangement, keep the macro low in verses, around 15 to 30%, and push it to 60 to 80% for builds and drops. EQ8 on the mid bass should high pass around 100 Hz to avoid sub overlap, and use saturator soft clip with 2 to 6 dB drive for harmonics that translate on club systems. Bus the bass to a bass bus and apply glue compressor gently for punch. Sidechain the mid bass to the kick, moderate ratio. Quick attack and a release around 100 to 200 milliseconds, just enough to let the kick breath. For the dissonant pad and atmosphere, think texture not power. Use wave-eatable or operator with two oscillators tuned a semitone apart to form a minor second interval. That's where a lot of psychological tension comes from. Keep the pad low and level. High pass anything below 300 to 400 Hz, and modulate wave-eatable position or filter cutoff with an LFO sync to a quarter or eighth note at low depth, so the movement is subtle. Add grain delay with a small grain size, some spray and low feedback to smear and texturize, and a reverb with a short to medium decay and high damping so you don't fill the mids with mud. Automate a macro controlling frequency shifter amount, grain delay wetness and reverb send as a single dissonance intensity control. Lift that on pre-drops, drop it on the main drop to create contrast. Metallic stabs are punctuation. Use sampler or simpler with short processed hits, cymbals, metallic percussive samples or FM-ish operator hits. Duplicate the stab and pitch a copy by a minor second or a tritone for instant tonal tension. Narrow EQ boost around 1 to 2 kHz and a high shelf for attack will make the stab cut through club systems. Short, Punchy compression and quick side chain from the kick keeps them rhythmic. Place these stabs on key drop moments, for example, bar 9 and bars 11 and 13, and throw in occasional triplets to lean into the jungle swing. Control clashing technically, insert spectrum on the bass boss and listen for beating in the 200-400 Hz range. If you hear a throbbing, use a narrow notch with EQA to tame the offending frequency. Multiband dynamics or per-band compression is your friend. Set thresholds so the middle band only claps when the dissonant energy spikes. Always check in mono. Phase issues can kill the sub on club rigs. Arrangement tactics. Make dissonance an event. Dart bars 1 to 4 with sub. Clean mid bass and drums. Bring in light pad texture on bars 5 to 8 and nudge dissonance intensity up a little. On bars 9 to 12 crank the dissonant chain and introduce metallic stabs and frequency shifted mid bass. For bars 13 to 16, or drop, tighten the pad movement so the drop feels cleaner. Keep the mid-bass dissonant but notch the worst clashes, and use stabs on the one and off beats to lock the energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.